to another podcast from our website, drbenkim.com. Today, I'd like to share with you my thoughts on the cure for cancer. A short while ago, a visiting relative asked my wife and me what we thought about the idea that the cure for cancer was already established, but was being hidden from the general public for various reasons. Being a pharmaceutical sales rep, her idea of the cure for cancer was a drug or procedural treatment that could be received from a doctor and used right away to experience a complete recovery from cancer. Her question was an important reminder for me, as I usually do not focus on the reality that a good number of people in our society, perhaps the vast majority, believe in cures that come in expensive packaging or from skilled hands in the operating room. Please take a moment to consider the many fundraising campaigns that exist to support doctors and scientists who are working on cures to many different types of cancer and other chronic degenerative health challenges. I'm not questioning the sincerity and motives of such doctors and scientists, as I have no doubt that some of them are passionate about discovering cures to different health conditions. I'm only pointing out that a belief in quick-fix cures exists in virtually all pockets of society. Here is the gist of what I shared with our visiting relative. There's no such thing as a cure for any health condition, or if there are cures for specific diseases, then these cures cannot last for more than the few seconds that it takes for you to have a thought or to feel anything. This is because each of the trillions of cells that make up your body is constantly changing in its health status according to your ongoing thoughts and emotions. If this reality is difficult for you to believe or comprehend, or if you feel that your thoughts and emotions do not have significant influence over your physical health, then please consider the following examples of the ability that your thoughts and emotions have to produce real physical change in your body. Tiny hairs on your arms and neck rising when you are suddenly frightened, blushing when you feel shy or embarrassed, salivating when you think about eating something tasty or bitter, bodily changes associated with modified blood flow when aroused by thoughts of being physically intimate with your partner. Just as your thoughts and/or emotions in the examples above lead to physical change in your body, every thought and emotion that you have as you go about your daily activities is making a contribution to the health state of each of your cells. This is why Dr. Deepak Chopra says that your body is never the exact same at two different moments in time. Your body is constantly changing. Dr. Chopra likens this dynamic, ever-changing state to the idea that you can never step into the same river twice, because a single point in a river is never composed of the same molecules of water at two moments in time. So let's imagine that the cure for breast cancer is discovered today. From the very first second after a man or woman's breast cancer is cured, his or her cells will continue to be influenced by the thought and emotional patterns that were in place when the breast cancer was originally created. Unless the cured person understands this and works hard to choose thought and emotional patterns that support rather than deteriorate health, chances are good that the breast cancer will return, or that some other degenerative disease will develop in its place. Please remember that the moment-to-moment choices that you make on which foods to put into your body, how much rest to get, how much physical activity to engage in, how much fresh air and sunlight you're exposed to, and what types of personal care and household products you use, act along with your ongoing thoughts and emotions to determine how healthy each of your cells are. So any cure that you experience with cancer or any other health condition will last only as long as all your choices support optimal health. All of the above can be summarized in this way. Your body is designed to produce perfectly appropriate consequences to every choice that you make in life. Each of your choices, including the thought and emotional patterns that you choose to engage in, are creating the health or health challenges that you experience each day. I find this principle of there being perfectly appropriate consequences to every choice that we make to be incredibly empowering, as it reminds me that I am the chief architect of my own health and life. There may be times when I feel that my circumstances and genetics are daunting and unfair, but every new moment in front of me is a golden opportunity to think or behave in a way that will help to make the vision that I have for my health and life a reality. Ultimately, I suppose that I believe that the cure for cancer and every other health challenge involves doing the best that we can to take care of our health on a daily basis. No other cure can provide as much peace of mind over the short or long term. And isn't peace of mind the best cure that any of us can hope to experience? Thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. The music for this podcast is from a song called Stay by Freddie. And as with the last podcast, I'm including the song here at the end for those of you who might enjoy it. Okay, I'll look forward to producing another one for you soon. Bye for now.
Baby, baby, with eyes of green, I don't know what all of this could mean. Pull a loose thread and you'll ruin the entire scene. Baby, baby, with heart of gold, together we would never grow old. Give me the answers that make me whole, 'cause I know you wanna run away, and I know you're gonna leave someday, and I don't know how to make you stay. Backwards glance, looking for some uninvited chance, and I hope you will find some satisfaction, leaving it all for the promised attraction, greener grass and a piece of the action, 'cause I know you wanna run away, and I know you're gonna leave someday, and I don't know how to make you stay. You're running from. Hey, hey, hey. Baby, baby, the train's at a station. You're trying the very last ounce of my patience. But you gotta find your own path to salvation. 'Cause I know you wanna run away, and I know you're gonna leave someday, and I don't know how to make you stay.